That was a lesson learned from the album Dawn Offerings, which will be released on April 26th by Apollo Sons, who won the Western Canadian Music Award for Instrumental Artist of the Year last year. I spoke with guitarist Ed DuRocher over Skype.
Ed, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you for having me. This is really nice.
How long have you been making music? Did you come to it as a child or later in life?
Maybe in like my mid-teens, like 15 or 16, I started kind of practicing more, I guess. I don't know. I always had a guitar lying around, usually out of tune and sounding terrible. But yeah, and then I remember it was one summer, I got really sick and I was like in bed for like a couple of days. And remember like that SARS stalk that happened in Toronto?
Yeah.
And there was that big show and the Rolling Stones played and AC/DC played and all this stuff. They televised it, and I remember being like laid up in bed for a couple of days, like just really sick, and I remember watching the Rolling Stones and be like, oh, these guys are so cool, I wanna, you know, and like their songs are so great. And they were like, so that was like kind of what kicked it off for me. I thought Keith Richards was the coolest person ever. You know, being a teenager, you kind of don't have the best role models, I guess. You know, but I do love the Rolling Stones music for sure. But yeah, and then that's kind of how it started. And then just kind of continued for the last few years. And then, I don't know, I'd say Apollo Sons, though, is like my big, like it's like really taking it seriously and like, you know, figuring out how to do it properly and with trying to shoot for longevity in the career now, you know?
How did you come together first with Dave and then the others to form the band?
Oh, that's a fun story. Well, Dave and I have actually been playing music together maybe for like 8 or 9 years. I think I put up a Kijiji ad and I was looking for just musicians. I was like 21, 22. And then Dave, he answered my Kijiji ad and, I didn't like his musical influences as much. Like I was like this snotty little like kid, I guess, you know, he was into like jazz and progressive rock and I wasn't there yet. So then we just started jamming and had a couple bands. He played keyboards in our last band called Electric Soul. And that was like, we were singing and we're not very good singers at all, but we were singing. And, so we released an album. We did a small tour with that band and then it really quickly broke up because we were like not great. yeah, we're not that good. So then around 2015, we were just jamming and being an instrumental band. But what we noticed is that those shows got way better crowd response and audience sizes than anything we had been doing before. And we were like, well, I guess we should just be an instrumental band then. I went to Calgary for a couple months and wrote like our first album pretty much all in Calgary. But yeah, and then when I came back, we put together Apollo Sons, and then we just started like adding slowly horns and different players and yeah, and then taking it more seriously and getting it going, I guess.
You just mentioned that debut EP, and you also were awarded Instrumental Artist of the Year at the Western Canadian Music Awards last year for that. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, that was a really nice surprise.
You're also gearing up to release your new album, Dawn Offerings, which is going to come out on April 26th. Tell me about the song Passing By.
I would say that's one of my favorite songs of like the new era, I guess. You know, like our first keyboard player, Chad Braun, actually wrote it. Chad doesn't play with us anymore. He didn't like touring, but he brought it in and it was like pretty traditional jazz. Like it was like groovy still, but it wasn't what it would be now. So yeah, over the last couple of years we've been playing that one for like god for like a year and a half now, and it like just like mutated into this journey. Like I don't even know how to describe that song. It's kind of like this like adventure. I find like there's all these different like passages, but yeah, I think it was like we just wanted to like write something just really mellow, because up until that point we had been writing like aggressive songs, I guess, like rocky, high energy, and that was kind of like a way for us to just like slow it down. And I always called our midnight moment